Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
There's only us black people that have bought wholeheartedly to this individualism.
That KZ did.
Yeah, buddy. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Brother J. Dean. I got KZ. Yeah, this is I Love Makonnen. Tuesday. But today's Friday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Muslims do it. Got the mosque going up. On a Friday, I be chillin' with my brothers down the highway. Mosque going up. On a Friday, I be chillin' with my brothers down the highway. Mosque going up. See the masjid getting packed now. I'm tryna pray the first row. The salat is back to back now. Shoulder to shoulder, heel to heel. Wallahi, this the best. And we ain't never wasting time. Reach out at the cab by the evening. Tell the brothers make some space. Cause we're trying to get a spot. Allahu Akbar when we pray. I got the Fatiha on lock. I'm on my way to Jama.
Rockin' Arabic snapback. Man, we had to do it for Snapchat.
I was running through the measure in my throat. Yeah, that's how my achis roll. Yeah, that's how my achis roll. Yeah, that's how my achis roll.
Running through the messed in my throat.
That's how my achis roll. Yeah, that's how my achis roll. That's how my achis roll. Pray with my brothers, we getting so spiritual.
We making vicar though.
This squad up in it, we so international. KZ and JD, we saying salams in every city we go.
Just head out to Mecca, Medina as soon as I'm back on the road.
Yeah, that's how my achis roll.
That's how my achis roll.
Yeah, J Dean, KZ, Dean Squad.
I was running through the mesh shit in my throat.
KZ, yeah, JD, 1436, yeah.
I said salam to all my bros, seen them at the mosque with their foreheads on the floor. Brothers know the drill, the second day of day goes, praying side to side, trying to purify our souls. Then we finished prayer and we headed back home, for a righteous sister coming out the back door. Lowering my gaze, hard to get my eyes off. You only look once, that's the real YOLO. She covered and she loved it, cause she do it for the Lord. I asked her for her hand, but her daddy said no. My heart is like my pocket and it just went broke. Half a million for the diary, and I'm just like, whoa. So one day do all for the lady, and that one day I'ma praise the Lord with my lady, yeah. Cause while I'm going crazy, inshallah, I'ma be the one for that lady, yeah. I'll make the one for that lady, and that one day I'ma praise the Lord with my lady, yeah. Cause while I'm going crazy, inshallah, I'ma be the one for
yeah,
that lady.
Yo, I think I need her, inshallah, I'll keep her. She's a righteous believer, she's my halal diva. A painting on the wall, she my Muslim Mona Lisa. She's so good with her business, my modern day Khadija. No more drama when we living, not the same, she's so different. The day that we get married, she'll be mama in the kitchen. She'll be like, JD, I always love the rhymes you're spitting. So tonight, I'ma just cook you halal chicken, yeah. And that's a black man's dream, and she's the right one to complete half my deen, yeah. And I'ma take her overseas, and I promise one day she'll be my Zoja seat. I ain't talking wanna hide him when she'll roll with me. She fell in love with Dean Squad to go on tour with me. It's me and KZ, always gotta stay clean. I pray we both get good, why say I mean? I'll make the wife for that lady, that one day I'ma praise the Lord with that lady, yeah. Cause while I'm going crazy, inshallah, make dua for that lady, that one day I'ma pray so loud with that lady, yeah. Cause while I'm going crazy, inshallah, I'ma be that one for that lady, oh. Yeah, JD, KZ on the chat, she my Muslim queen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Brother J Dean. I got KZ. Yeah, this is I Love Makonnen. Tuesday, but today's Friday, you know what I'm saying? Russia, how Muslims do it. Got the mosque going up on a Friday. I be chilling with my brothers down the highway. Mosque going up on a Friday. I be chilling with my brothers down the highway. Mosque going up. See the masjid getting packed now. I'm trying to pray the first row. The salat is back to back now. Shoulder to shoulder, heels to heels. Wallahi, this the best feeling. And we ain't never wasting time. Reach out at the cab by the evening. Tell the brothers make some space. Cause we're trying to get a spot. Allahu Akbar when we pray. I got the Fatiha on lock. I'm on my way to Jama to listen to the khutbah. I'm coming out the tunnel. I'm praying for the Ummah. Imam did too deep. Wallahi, what he say is so true. Then I go to leave the mosque and I'm feeling so good. Couldn't find my other shoe, man.
Inshallah, I'll get it for you.
Hey, hey, everybody, it's me, your host. How are we doing today? I just want to go ahead and discuss some things today. We have a little bit of that J. Dean, Dean Squad. We have a little bit of them playing right now. I'm just going to do a little intermission and bring up some topics. Right now, time is 2:21 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. Yay. The weather's pretty nice so far. No rain. You know, we're all used to some rain. The number is posted on my social media, so make sure you call in. 845-277-9202. I'm waiting to hear from you. Let's get your opinions and your thoughts about today's society and what the world is, what's going on in the world today as far as Islam and Muslims and the different beliefs that everybody has. The economic views, the political views, I'm here. I'm ready to have a one-on-one chat, or we can make it a group chat and just see where everybody's mind is with this. I've been looking at a couple of things here. Let's go ahead and turn that down a little bit for you. That's that Dean Squad playing in the background. But, you know, I was speaking with a brother today, and, you know, he had a post that I like. I like what the post said, not the fact that, you know, I'm a Sunni, of course, and he's a Shiite. And, you know, there's different views there. There's, you can't knock nobody for what they believe in, what they don't believe in, or who they choose to follow, or what they do. All you can do is love. And with being a Muslim and being who I am today, if it wasn't for my life in Islam, I would not be as modest, honest, protective, guided, and just, you know, focus on what is the importance in how I live my life and how our God, Allah, peace be upon him, sees me when it's my time. No one can pass judgment against you no matter what's going on in your life. I want to touch bases right now on, I was reading an article in Time Family, and it says Ramadan plea to overcome Muslim stereotypes in America. I just really want to touch base on this. This is an article back in June 29th of this year. And one of the main things that it said was anti-Muslim hate crimes are five times more common now today than they were before 9/11. In 2014, there was a murder of a 15-year-old Muslim who was run down outside a mosque in Kansas City. A lot of people don't hear this and see this. Everybody's lives matter. It all counts. No matter where you're from, what color your skin is, what your religion is, it all matters. Now, this young man was literally ran down in front of a mosque by a man who expressed his hatred for Muslims. In February 2015, we had the Chapel Hill shooting. God bless those family. We ask that you take away their pain. But the bigger picture here is, why did it even get to that point? That should be the main question. Why did it take just something, an argument over a parking spot, over why are you here, what are you doing here? Why is that so important that it leads to crime that kills and takes everyone's loved ones away? It takes the one that gave you breath away. It takes your brother away, your best friend away, your parents away. There are so many different things that's going on, and it's just, you know, it's just mind-boggling that there's not more concern about these things that's happening. So I would really, really like to hear what you have to say, what your thoughts are. So please feel free to call in. The number is 845-277-9202. I would like to hear your thoughts. What is your story? How do you feel about Islam today? How do you deal with today's issues? And how are you spending your Ramadan? We're going to go ahead and listen to some more of that Dean Squad. They're up-and-coming artists. They are Muslim brothers from Canada. Got a little tongue-tied there. I'm sorry about that. But we're going to check them out. I'm going to take a little break, a little intermission. We have 3 minutes left with today's broadcast. Make sure you tune in tomorrow every day at 2 o'clock for your 30-minute broadcast with me. Right now we're discussing issues with Islam and the surroundings, including Ramadan, how people are spending their Ramadan, and what they plan to do to break their fast. So here we go, a little bit of that Dean Squad. And this is called Hijab Queen.
KG, JD, 1436. Yeah, I said salam to all my bros. Seen them at the mosque with their foreheads on the floor. Brothers know that you're the second Dia Dangles. Praying side to side, trying to purify our souls. Then we finished prayer and we headed back home. For our righteous sister coming out the back door. Lowering my gaze, hard to get my eyes off. You only look once, that's the real YOLO. She covered and she loved it cause she do it for the Lord. I asked her for her hand but her daddy said no. My heart is like my pocket and it just went broke. Half a million for the diary. And I'm just like, whoa. So one day do all for the lady. And that one day I'ma praise the Lord with my lady, yeah. Cause while I'm going crazy, inshallah I'ma be the one for the lady, yeah. Lady, and that one day I'ma praise the Lord with my lady, yeah. Cause while I'm going crazy, inshallah I'ma be the one for that lady.
Yo, I think I need her, inshallah I'll keep her. She's a righteous believer, she's my halal diva. A painting on the wall, she my Muslim Mona Lisa. She's so good with her business, my modern day Khadija. No more drama when we living, not the same, she's so different. The day that we get married, she'll be mama in the kitchen. She'll be like, JD, I always love the rhymes you're spitting. So tonight, I'ma just cook you halal chicken, yeah. And that's a black man's dream. And she's the right one to complete half my deen, yeah. And I'ma take her overseas. And I promise one day she'll be my zoja seat. I ain't talking wanna item when she'll roll with me. She fell in love with Dean Squad to go on tour with me. It's me and KZ. Always gotta stay clean. I pray we both get good. Why say I mean? I'll make the wife for that lady. That one day I'ma press a lot with that lady.
All right, that's that Dean Squad with Hijab Queen. You know, they're a really good group. They're coming up with many different things. I want to go ahead and touch back to what we were discussing before we went into that intermission break with them. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Kareem to everyone. And what we're talking about right now is Ramadan Plea to Overcome Muslim Stereotypes in America, which is a article that was posted this year in Time Family, with basically where I left off was expressing the fact that these known things that are happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world are right in our own back door. I live here in Atlanta, Georgia, and, you know, with the Chapel Hill shooting, just a state apart for me. And it really affected me because this is the type of world we live in today. Why? These are questions that need to be answered. Someone needs to say, why are these things happening? There's also some other issues that, you know, we're going to talk about throughout the rest of this Ramadan. More concerns. We're going to have more callers, listeners. I appreciate the listeners we do have. Please feel free to call in. Don't be shy. And then everyone will know. So what I would like to do is have everyone call in. Make sure you call in from 845-277-9202. Again, assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak to you, and I hope you are enjoying your fasting, your beliefs,